This is Krista in the Morning Rush Podcast.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your links to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus Christ.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, honey, it is time for reality check. Each and every week, Tracy Anderson, my girl, love to watch some reality TV and then exploit it all over the airwaves.
We love it. We love it.
We love it. Yes. All right, let's get to it because we have a lot to go through. All the right. Bachelorette.
Yes. So what happened, girl? Like, catch me up because it was crazy.
Okay, so you know these were the hometown visits, okay?
Yes,
so the hometown visits occur.
So
first,
excited.
It starts with Garrett, okay? She goes, sees Garrett. Garrett's mom asks Becca why she's interested in her son.
Okay.
Whatever. Garrett's sister doesn't want him to get hurt again, so it's like blah, blah, blah.
That's the one she's in love with, right?
That's the one. No, I think Blake.
Oh, Blake.
Is the one she's, like, confessed herself to.
Okay.
Then there's Jason's mom. She asks Becca if she's ready to get engaged. She's like, yes. Then Jason's brother tells him he better let Becca know how he feels before it's too late. Then here's Blake's mom. Blake talks about his past relationship. Mm-hmm. By the way, kind of scary stuff when it came to Blake. He was a part of a school shooting. So he reveals this. I'm like, he's talking about the tragedy of him witnessing this because his mom was a school teacher. His sister was at the school all this occurred.
Yeah.
So he's talking about this.
Wow.
Then, of course, there's Colton's dad who tells Becca, by the way, over his past relationship, they talk. He's like, listen, if you feel that he is not the one 100%, I prefer you not to pick my son.
Wow.
All right. Really? So that's all happening. All right.
Okay. Wow.
So that all happens. But let's talk about the nitty and gritty. We both love ourselves some Colton, honey.
Oh my gosh. I love him so much. I do.
So Becca's having a great time with all these hometown visits.
Yeah.
Of course, she straddles each and one, every single one of them.
Yes. And kisses all of them. It's just so gross. It really is.
She's a hooker. No, I'm just kidding.
Hooker. Close your legs to
close. That's right. Nene says it best. But here, take a listen to this. So she has her, of course, best friends come and meet her so she can talk.
Yeah.
And which one of them is her best friends? Tia.
Really?
Remember Tia?
Yeah, she was at the spa or whatever.
Yes, and Tia dated Colton, remember?
See, that's so shady.
Okay, but here, get ready for this shade because this happened.
I just had to like be fully honest and just kind of put it out there because it's been like weighing on me.
Yeah.
I just feel like I am just so excited, like, to hear you talk about Blake and Garrett and Jason. And, like, when I think about Colton.
Oh, there it is.
Like, if I'm being completely honest with myself, like, I do feel like I still have feelings for Colton.
What?
Yes. And when I think about Colton being at this point now, like, it makes me sick in my stomach.
That's
so
happening.
Shady, Krista. Wait, that's her friend?
That's Tia.
She's gotten all the way this far, and now you're going to say that you have feelings?
Yes.
That
isn't
is
that
shady.
Insane?
It's a setup.
I think it's a setup, too. I think this is all
setup.
BS.
It is. That makes no sense.
It's ridiculous. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, so now this is when I start to cry, but this is kind of funny. This is almost where I think it might be set up. I don't know if I believe that Colton is a virgin.
Yeah.
He's a grown man, number one, right? He's a super hot football player, number
super
two.
Super hot, yeah.
Either he's gay and he just hasn't come out to say it.
He's gay.
Or
he might be.
It's a lie because listen to him talk to Chris Harrison about the private time.
Okay. I know that next week is Fantasy Suites.
Right.
And I think on the Bahamas was the fact that I'm still a virgin.
Okay.
And what I'm assuming happens in Fantasy Suites, I guess I just want to know sort of what the expectations are.
Are you saying you were worried about being intimate with Becca?
At this point?
Yeah. Yeah. The main thing is as long as you and Becca are on the same page and have been, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
How you choose to handle that as a man, as a couple, how Becca chooses to handle it, that's up to you. That's that's kind of the whole point of it.
Okay, what? I'm sorry, Colton.
It.
Are you like
are you five?
16?
I mean, seriously.
I don't know how to handle this woman. I don't. Does this mean when I'm
have you ever been out in the world?
That exactly right.
I mean,
so lo and behold, in the end, she let Colton go.
Now that was shocking. I didn't know the whole background. That was shocking.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to think it's a setup. And I actually had a friend,
yeah,
who told me that she felt that he was milking this whole thing. Like, he wants to be the next Bachelor.
I kind of think so.
And now I believe it, and I didn't believe her. And I don't think he's a virgin.
I don't think he's a virgin. And now there's going to be Bachelor in Paradise or whatever. Yeah. Guess who's going to be on that show together?
Who?
Tia.
What?
And Colton.
They're both shady. And that's her friend?
That's her friend.
It. It's super shady.
I think it's all a lie. It's all a ploy.
That's all right.
It's like crazy, right? Mm. Okay, so that's The Bachelorette. We'll find out more about that. Now they're going to like Japan or something. Taiwan or something.
All right.
So that's where they're going. Now let's move on, of course, to what do we have? Oh my gosh, we have the OC.
Yes, girl. It's finally back.
I was a little bored.
So was I. I actually was doing stuff while I was watching.
That's right.
I mean, I was like folding laundry and things.
It was a little boring.
It was super boring.
The only sad thing I will tell you is that Eddie is sick.
Eddie's sick. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
This sounds super insensitive, but I'm not a really big fan of Tamara.
Say hi to Facebook Live.
Hi, I'm kind of insensitive. Hey.
She's kind of insensitive.
I'm not a big fan of Tamara. I think she's such a drama queen.
She's
like an actress.
Yeah.
This is something serious he's going through, but she fake cries all the time. Like, do you ever see tears actually come down her face when she cries? I'm sorry.
No, I don't. But you know who I do see cry in real life? Ooh. Shannon.
Yeah.
Speaking of Shannon, you know those girls went out and did some strenuous activity.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. It was like a boot camp or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But here she is, by the way. She's having a mental breakdown.
Here's your core. I don't have a core. I don't know if I can do this. Jesus.
What am I doing right now? Me.
Ew. I don't need to prove this to anybody. I'm good. I'm strong. I don't need to.
I'm good. I'm strong.
My arms aren't strong enough.
My arms aren't strong enough. Yeah, so she was hilarious. As you know, though, she finally took her wedding ring off.
And okay, can we talk about that really quick?
Yeah.
Why was it so stuck on her finger?
Well, I think she never took it off. No, she never took it off. But as you all know, I think it's because she put the weight on, right?
To shower.
Well, she didn't, honey. No, she was devoted to him.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, he's dating David, a woman who's like 20 years younger than her.
Is he engaged to her? I feel like I heard he was engaged.
Oh my God!
To her.
I hope not.
She's 34. Yeah,
why do men? Why can men move on so quickly?
I know it's sad. I felt bad for her. Yeah, 17 years of marriage. And
yeah. So anyway, it was okay.
It was okay.
It was all right.
Hopefully, it'll pick it up.
Yeah. And then of course the New York Housewives were on last night.
Yeah.
They went on vacation to Colombia. And when it comes to finally Bethany, she has her breakdown.
Oh. I don't think I can.
The audio kind of sucks.
I just feel trapped inside and too much with all these wolves and I'm moving right now.
It's okay. Anyway,
all right.
See you guys.
So basically, that's just her. Bethany's having a breakdown where she's crying in the pool. She's getting in it with Carol.
Okay.
Remember the guy with the red scarf?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly the guy with the red scarf has a liking towards Carol.
Oh, I thought he was after Bethany.
Oh, he was after Bethany, too.
Oh,
he was after everybody.
Get out of here.
But now, so now there was a big fight, and she's just having a mental breakdown. So that's basically the gist.
Oh, okay, great.
That's basically the gist.
All right,
so
well,
that was fun. That was a lot of time that we spent. But, of course, The Bachelorette is number one. Can we just quickly say before we end this what's her name, has a new face.
Oh, Vicky.
Vicky has a brand new face,
gosh.
Everyone. So you're going to enjoy that. You're not going to want to miss it.
No, you're
gonna
not.
Enjoy that.
Yes.
Face off.
Okay, girl.
Okay, girl. Till next time.
So nasty and so rude.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to one lucky Jams listener who's going to get their butt on the Badger bus along with us for an adult ditch day to Six Flags. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to help you ditch work, come ride the roller coasters,
eat
food
on
a stick, all that good stuff.
Yes. But of course, you have to play Radio Recast with us. This is when we pick a movie and you basically have to guess what movie we are reading the lines from. And the fun thing about it is that we decide to pick who each other are going to impersonate.
Yep.
We're really bad at impersonations.
Yep.
That's why it's fun. All right, Shady, are you ready for the person you need to impersonate today?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here you go, honey.
I have had it, boo-boo. I'm gonna bust out of here.
How come, Yogi?
Every day, it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
Oh, I know who that is. That's Yogi Bear.
Who is
Bear.
It?
That's Yogi
it
Bear.
It is.
Oh,
do you feel
cute.
You can nail that pretty good?
I think I got that one down.
That sounded kind of weird. I didn't mean to say it like that. I don't. You don't need to be nailing any Yogi Bears out there. All right, so this is who you've chosen for me.
Hey, you're one of those idea men, aren't you, man?
Yeah, maybe someday you'll be working for me, huh?
That is a Tommy.
Really?
Tommy Chong.
Oh, that'd be cool, man.
Oh.
Hey, but can I have Saturday night off?
Who is that?
Tommy Chong. You know Tommy Chong.
No, but that's
like
cool.
Like Cheech and Chong.
Oh, from Cheech and Chong? Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hey, you're one of those ideas.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so then, of course, we always play a little bit of a music bed to help you get in the mood for the movie, and then we will begin. So, Shady, yes. Do you want to begin?
Absolutely.
All right, here you go. This is the phenomenal little music bed, and then we'll start. Here you go.
Hey, boo-boo, was the sex good?
Oh, my God. I feel like you sound like the character I'm doing. Wait a minute. We got to stop this. I got to hear my person again, because that's what it sounds like to me.
Hey, you're one of those ideas.
See? It sounds like Yogi Bear.
A little bit.
All right, so we'll just... Okay, let's go again.
Was the sex good?
She was... She was a very sexy.
You've been with a lot of girls?
Yup. We are talking about intercourse specifically.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. No, in that case, there were actually a few times that I could have done that, but it wasn't exactly the right thing to do.
Wait, so you're telling me you're a virgin?
Well, there were circumstances.
Oh, oh my God.
No. Okay, all right. For example, junior year, I was dating this girl, Betsy Cook. Betsy was a kind of like, she was kind of a prude, actually. Anyway, one day I was reading Shakespeare and I realized I don't really love this person. You know, it was one of the sonnets. Being your slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desires? That's a very long paragraph. I'm going to complete it there.
There you go. And, you didn't just, do her anyway?
No, no, I did not. What about you? Any intercourse yourself?
Can you stop saying intercourse?
Sure, sure I can. All right, well, it looks like we've got two people who might think they know what we're impersonating. Very good, by the way. All right, let's see. 93.1 at Jams, good morning. Who is this? Hello.
I think it's 40-year-old virgin.
You think it's 40-year-old virgin?
Oh, yes. That's a good guess, but no.
It's not.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Girl,
oh, no.
Keep on calling back. It's all good. Thanks, honey.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Let's see. 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Trisha.
Hi, Trisha. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Fabulous.
So what movie do you think we got going on this morning, Chris?
Is it Adventureland?
Oh, my gosh.
There you go, yeah. Good job. Look at that, Trisha. Way to go.
Wow. Very good, honey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going on an adult ditch day with us to Six Flags.
Yes. Awesome. So, excited.
So next Thursday, if you work, make sure you got a good excuse going on, okay? Exactly.
Sick.
It sounds like you're getting a cold.
Yeah. She's sick.
It sounds like I'm coming down with
right. Oh, my God, you're adorable. Okay, so it's always, protocol that you decide which one of us slaughtered our impersonation more. Was it Shady playing Yogi Bear, or is it myself playing, who is it, Cheech or Chong?
Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong.
I'll go with Shady.
Oh.
Wait, you thought Shady did better or worse?
Worse.
Okay, that's fine. You know, as I said, you know what, sometimes I feel like this is a little bit biased. That's okay,
that's
Krista.
Right. The girls
Krista,
support
you know
each
what?
Other, honey.
Madtown loves you, honey.
That's
so,
right. Girls support the girls.
Coming up in a little bit, we'll be talking to Natalie of the Crystal Grand. Naughty by nature.
Not because I hate you.
Flav.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
It's good time.
All right, honey. Hold on. We'll get some more information. We look forward to meeting you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right,
sounds
honey.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. That was really good.
Yes. There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Still very impressed.
Hey, boo-boo,
by it.
Stay away from the picnic basket. Ranger Rick's gonna come find you.
Oh my God, clearly you were a big fan of that show. It's
love
Krista
it.
In the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.